Welcome to the Dentistry Speaks podcast, hosted by members of the Speaking Consulting Network. We interview leaders, meeting planners, and pioneers to help aspiring and seasoned dental speakers polish their skills and reach their potential.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast, brought to you by the Speaking Consulting Network. My name is Kevin Henry. I'm honored to be the host for this podcast, and I'm also honored whenever I get to not only chat with members of SCN who are making a difference in our dental industry, but also dear friends. And that is what is happening today with Dr. Robert McGuire. Dr. McGuire, how are you, my friend?
I am well, Kevin. Nice to be with you today.
Hey, always enjoy our time together. I know what an awesome human being you are, but I want to make sure our audience does. So could you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I was a dentist. I practiced for 34 years. I guess I still am a dentist, but not in private practice. And early on, I got hooked into communication, learning how to connect with people, because right out of the chute, Kevin, I knew nothing. And so I became passionate and a student of that area. And I saw a huge transition in my practice from one that was a hamster wheel, chaotic mess, to one that was refined. I call it a well-oiled machine, where I was able to treat patients the way that they needed to be treated and the way they wanted to be treated. And so I went on and got a master's degree. So I'm kind of a communication geek, if you will. And so in the second half of my life, that's my passion right now, to help dentists, to teach dentists what they didn't learn in dental school, to teach them the secret of having a successful practice, one that is fun, fulfilling, and profitable.
You know what? I love to talk to people who have kind of taken their lumps and those life lessons they now pass on to other people. I mean, I think that says a lot about you, that this has become a passion of yours. You know, and I know one thing that I know about you is that you have a course, and it's about connection before credentials. And I love the title of that, because I know how important that communication and connection is to you. And my question is, in today's dental environment, with all the things that are going on with insurance, with all the things going on with staffing and team shortages, is that connection more important today, maybe, than it's ever been?
Absolutely. We all know from the ADA statistics how tough it is, how in the dental market, the employment situation. So being a great, you want to do everything you can to encourage your team, to keep your team, to build them, to teach them. And of course, that's where communication comes in. So on the connection side, you've got connection with your team, but you've got connection with your patients. And so you think about it. Think about it. 2023 is predicted. It could be a tough year. We don't know. Some are saying recession and some aren't. So patients are going to be making choices regarding their dental health. Well, if we have a relationship with them, we're better able to help them sort through those decisions they have to make and perhaps make better choices, because with connection, there's trust. And when they trust you, they know that you've got their best interests at heart. So that's where, for me, the connection piece comes in. And with your patients, Kevin, wouldn't you want them coming to you because they know that you care, versus they know that you're a name on an insurance list? I would rather have patients come to me because of my reputation, because they know who I am as a person. So the whole connection piece is just key. And we're coming off of COVID. And here's the thing. We're all wired for relationships. And dentistry, practicing dentistry, it's a people business. So wouldn't we want to beef up our skills to improve how we connect with our patients or relate to our patients? You get that under your belt, and all of a sudden what I experience is my treatment acceptance plan went through the roof because I took the time to connect with them.
And I think that's so important because, you know, as a dental patient, I will tell you, whenever I go into the practice, I have a relationship with my hygienist. I have trust in that dental assistant. I believe what the dentist says because we've built that connection. And I think that's important, obviously, for the dentist, but then all the way through the team as well.
Absolutely. And if we focus, here's what I experienced, which was so cool. If you focus on the people part of things, the profit thing falls into place. But so often, I think the aspect that screws everybody up is that the center of their focus is profit. Well, the center of your focus, you should be connected to your passion. You should be connected to your people, the products that you produce, your dentistry. That's where it's at. And so the dentists that I've worked with and helped them focus on the geese that lay the golden eggs, when I help them with that, the transition in their practices, it blows their mind. But so often, as dentists, I mean, honestly, Kevin, we are wired to be geeks. We like love taking those technical courses, which is great because we want to be experts with our hands. Well, how about being experts with our mouths, with the words that we say, with the emotion that we share with our patients and our team members? And it's all about caring. But so often we can get zeroed in. We can get taken out. And so if I could, I'd like to transition to the aspects of things that can cause us to disconnect. And it's, first of all, it's busyness. We can become human doings and we forget to be human beings. And so the busyness of our practices can set us off track. The other thing is not taking care of ourselves, not taking time to sharpen the saw. I love that expression. That's from Stephen Covey in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So that's a huge aspect of something that can take us out. Just a couple things. The whole connection piece, when you're connected to your purpose, when you love what you do and do what you love, it's like magic happens. Things fall into place. And so that's where I love teaching communication, and particularly this course, Connections Before Credentials. So often, early on, I wanted to show my patients how good I was. Well, how stupid was that? I'd go in there with these articulators, Kevin, and they'd be polished and they'd be mounted just so perfectly. And I'd go through all this technical jargon and patients would look at me like deer in the headlights and go, oh yeah, that's nice. Well, I'll think about it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing I also know, you and I share a love of DISC and personalities and how that influences as well. You know, trust me, I'm a big believer in connection just like you, but I also know there are some dentists out there that's not their style. They're not as comfortable with that as much as the articulator and showing the CE courses that they've been to. How have you helped dentists kind of get off that D personality and really embrace more of the caring side of maybe what their patients need to see?
Yeah, that's a great question. And first of all, once a D, always a D.
I'm married to those. I get it.
It's true. But what we have to learn to do is flex and change our spots. So if we're talking with someone who is soft-spoken or may talk slowly, Well, Mr. D or Ms. D, you got to learn to talk slowly and talk softly. Here's the thing. Do you want to connect with your patients and your team? Well, if the answer to that question is yes, then you've got to flex. If not, we'll then continue to live in your misery as a D bowling over people. It's just that whole disc aspect. I know you and I have talked about it in the past. It's the greatest. You know, some MDs will be like, oh, I'm just going to give you the bottom line. Well, sometimes you have patients who are analytics and they like lots of details. Well, guess what? If you want them to say yes to your treatment plan, give them details. But here's the thing. You got one of those drivers in your chair, and if you give them lots of details, you're going to drive them nuts. She's going to go out the door. So that connection is about flexing. And it's about caring, which we talked about earlier. But here's the thing. We work so hard to be continuous students of our craft. And you know that, Kevin. Look at the clinical courses. They always fill up first before other courses. Well, I'm going to suggest that when you understand that it's about connection with people that gets you to their teeth, well, maybe that should become more of a priority. Now, I'm not saying to bail on the clinical courses, but throw in some of the people courses. It'll help you grow. It'll help you have more fun. It'll help you keep your team, and it's going to put more money in your pocket. I say that's a win-win-win.
Sounds pretty good all around. And last question as we start to wrap up here, you know, you mentioned the balance of CE, and I think that is a really good point, because I think so often, you know, I compare it to somebody who's lifting weights. They may focus on their upper body and ignore the lower body or whatever it might be. So I think making sure you find that balance and your team finds that balance as well is really a key to finding a balanced dental practice as well. Am I right?
You are absolutely correct. I know, but you do. Here's the thing. As dentists, when we cut our first tooth prep in dental school, it's a scary thing. And chances are we stink at it. But with practice and with more knowledge and over time, you get better at it. Well, to delve into this area, this touchy-feely area, perhaps, of communication, which is totally right-brained when dentists tend to be, when we're mostly left-brained, that can be a little scary. Well, what I would like to say to my audience members who might be listening to this is, take a chance. Go for it. Think of it like cutting your first prep on a tooth. Yeah, you may be scared, you may be pitting out, but after a while, it's going to get easier and enjoyable, not only for you, but for your patients and for your team. Connection is where it's at.
Well, and I hope that our listeners can feel the passion that you have for the subject, because I know that this is something that's very near and dear to your heart. Because again, it's something you've been through. And I think that that's really important, for any speaker, any CE course leader, is to have that passion and the been there, done that. So let's make sure our audience knows how to get in touch with you, because I'm going to guess there are some people that sure, they'd love to have better connections, but don't know how to get that ball started. And maybe you've kind of piqued their interest a little bit today. So how's a good way for them to find out more about you?
Kevin, the best way for them to learn about me is to just go to my website. It's thefulfillment.coach. And on my website, you will find a services information page that'll tell you about my philosophy And basically what it is, it's my story, how I went from chaos to success in my private practice. So visit there. I have a newsletter that I put out bi-weekly, all on communication subjects. Just a couple of days ago, I published, it was on SOAP, S-O-A-P, the clinical procedure we learned in dental school. And I took it and applied it to the what you can do in your dental practice. So thefulfillment.coach, my email address is contact@thefulfillment.coach. I would love to hear from you and share my passion and my knowledge regarding the subject that I think, that I know, is going to change your life.
Dr. McGuire, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you personally and professionally. And I really, again, appreciate that passion you bring, because I know it is seeping through the audio waves right now, my friend.
Well, thanks, Kevin. And I appreciate all that you do in your support of dental teams and dentists. We are blessed to have you in the profession as well. So thank you, my friend.
I appreciate that. It takes a village.
It sure
does. You know, all of us working together. So, and that's one of the things I love about Speaking Consulting Network, is that we can all come together, learn from each other. So make sure you're checking out speakingconsultingnetwork.com to learn more about the opportunities there. And until the next time, this is Kevin Henry, the host of the Dentistry Speaks podcast, signing off and wishing you nothing but success ahead.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more, visit speakingconsultingnetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Dentistry Speaks podcast.